Sometimes, when the moment is right and the sparks fly, dating can be magic. But even the most romantic connection can get a little awkward.
And the dog's kind of watching us at this point, and so it started to lick my ear.
True Dating Stories is the new CBC podcast that explores the messy corners of romance. Real-life tales told by the people who live them.
I'm tied up on this dude's bed, and there's nobody around to help.
True Dating Stories is available from CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
This is really about controlling Americans' data.
TikTok's time in the U.S. may be nearing the end.
Russian President Vladimir Putin seeks a fifth term.
I'd like to thank my terrible childhood.
Because news.
With Gavin Crawford.
Hey, hello there, everybody. I'm Gavin Crawford. Welcome to Because News, Canada's funniest news quiz. Loblaws is facing backlash for testing receipt scanners at store exits, which would verify receipts to prevent theft. Mind you, if you've looked at a receipt from Loblaws recently, it's pretty clear who got robbed. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll be making games out of the news. Let's welcome this week's panel. He brought that Dune popcorn bucket with him, and it's making us all deeply uncomfortable. Put your hands in for Andrew Fung.
No, I love popcorn.
And Dune.
And Dune.
The next president of Russia, well, probably not, but she's got as good a chance as those other three guys. Say hello to Maggie Casella.
Yet. Like, I'm going to Russia.
And finally, she is ready to finally give this Spotify thing a chance now that Neil Young is okay with it. The very musical Ashley Botting.
Oh, great. Great to be here on Sugar Mountain, Gav.
All right, panel, are you seated high atop your chairs?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are.
Very high.
Then let's begin.
Mm. Here we go.
Yeah.
Panel, this is a musical Connect Four. I want you to listen to these four musical clips and tell me, if you can, what news story united them all this week.
If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. Let it back up.
All that work and what did it get me? Why did I do it?
There are your four musical clues. What do they all have in common?
There are four songs I can't get out of my head, but I can't name them.
Good guess, Maggie.
They all make me feel really old and uncomfortable.
I can't pretend I don't know this, given how much time I spend on the platform. They're all songs that are big TikToks. They're memes on TikTok.
You are correct for the point. All of those songs appear in very many TikTok videos. But why was TikTok in the news this week?
I think it's like there's a discussion in the Senate about allowing TikTok, and there's discussion about banning it.
You're close.
Congress is floating a bill to ban TikTok.
Actually, the House passed a bill.
Right.
The Rolling Stone headline reads, "The bill that could ban TikTok just passed the House in a landslide." It still has to go to the Senate. There's no guarantee it will pass there. This week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bipartisan bill that could ban TikTok from the states unless one condition is met. What is that condition?
That one condition is that kid has to live in a house made up entirely of Prime for 30 days.
It is not. Ashley?
Yeah, it's as long as they divest from their Chinese parent company.
That is correct.
Yeah.
TikTok's Chinese parent company would have to sell the platform within 6 months in order for TikTok not to be banned if this bill passes. TikTok's parent company has a very TikTok-style name. What is the appropriate name of that company, Maggie?
I know this one. Bite me, I'm stealing all your data. There it is.
Close, but no.
No.
I thought it was a Swedish company, and they were called Like and Follow.
It's something like Dance Dance or something. It sounds like TikTok, but it's like Dance Talk or something.
Maggie was really close.
Bite Dance.
It is Bite Dance.
I didn't know that until you said dance. I knew it was Bite something, but Ashley gave me the other half.
What is the major U.S. concern about the TikTok?
The fact that the youth of the nation will have no skills except for being able to go on it.
But but it teaches you how to make meals in a bag.
Is it privacy? Like, they're worried about privacy, like, because it's a Chinese-owned company, they're afraid of, like, our data being used by the Chinese government?
That is correct. It is national security. The safety of user data and the Chinese government's potential use of the platform to push propaganda or meddle in elections. TikTok says there's no proof of Beijing using TikTok to get U.S. user data or to influence Americans. According to new research panel, a third of Americans under 30 say they regularly get this from TikTok.
Their self-worth.
Good guess.
It's their riz. It's their go-to pickup lines. You go to TikTok to see what the field is like, what the game is like. You get your pickup lines. You go out into the world and you try to use them.
Maggie, they get what from TikTok?
STDs. Following Andrew's point, then its logical conclusion is...
First step, riz. Next step.
STDs.
Regrets. It is not. Does anyone know the correct answer?
Is it their news?
It unfortunately is.
Oh, that's sad.
It is their news. 30% of Americans under 30 say they regularly get their news from TikTok, which is almost as bad as getting their news from this show.
Yeah,
But to be fair, this show's killing it on TikTok.
Well, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah. Several countries, including Canada and the U.S., have banned TikTok from government devices due to national security concerns. But one prominent politician actually just got a TikTok account. Who is that?
Is it that lunatic who's running Argentina now?
El Loco?
Yeah.
The chainsaw guy?
Yeah.
It is not. Mm.
This one is interesting because the real answer and the joke answer are the same.
What is it?
Joe Biden.
You are correct for the point. It is Joe Biden. President Joe Biden dropped his first TikTok during the Super Bowl and captioned it, LOL, hey guys.
Oh. That is cringeworthy. My skin just crawled off.
My favorite is watching the kids in the front after I said, LOL, hey guys, and they all went and curled into themselves. So youth vote unlocked. Before the House vote, TikTok decided to fight back by asking its 170 million U.S. users to contact their representatives in Congress to let them know what TikTok means to them and to vote no. How do you think a TikToker's message to their representative sounded?
Okay, it's a character I'm trying. Hey guys, it's me, Nutshot Chad. And I found out that the government is coming after TikTok and they don't want you seeing me launch various things at my nuts. And why wouldn't they want that? What are they trying to get you to stop seeing? I've been trying to figure out all week. So I'm calling all my fellow Nutshots to call their U.S. reps and tell them how much you love seeing me launch things at my nuts 4 times a week. Nutshot Chad out.
So stupid.
It's perfect. Ashley Botting, what do you think?
Okay, how about this? Hi, guys. This is a day in the life of a political girlie. Okay, so I get up and I eat a low-carb keto breakfast. It's this granola from Costco. You have to get it. I will link it. It's my favorite. Then I go to the gym and I do my fave spin Pilates workout. And then I call my rep in Congress to be like, don't be cringe, vote no. And then I'm like so tired I have to go to sleep. Okay, bye, besties.
Bravo.
Amazing.
They're now dating. These two characters are now dating.
We've been hearing about privacy concerns regarding TikTok for, well, since the dawn of TikTok. But just for curiosity, a panel, what data does TikTok actually have access to?
I actually think it knows my gender, my age, where I live, and that I'm super into watching a guy shave cow hooves.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
Nate the Hoof Guy.
God, that is
Nate the Hoof Guy, if you're not doing it.
Oh, my
don't.
God.
Correct and gross.
Yep.
Yes, it has that. Any other things? What do you think it has access to? Maggie?
You know, I don't know because I'm a passive user of TikTok because I think they're spying on me. So I just literally go on and watch things, which they know I'm watching. So technically, they're actually laughing at me thinking, oh, she thinks that we don't know. And they're collecting my data anyway.
They are. They know what you're watching. They know for how long you're watching any clip. They know the contents of your clipboard. They know your approximate location, your IP address, also your search history and browser history.
Like on TikTok or on Google also?
She says nervously.
On Google
nervously.
Also.
Other, damn.
They know your search history on some websites outside of TikTok, it says.
Okay, but is anyone... anyone really surprised? Like, really? Yeah. I think we all just know what we're signing on for. Yeah. Am I wrong?
Okay. All right. Well, if you could ban any app on the grounds of national security, what app would you ban?
I would ban chicken fingers because they have absolutely no nutritional value.
Mozzarella sticks.
I mean, technically, it is an app. Yeah. Well played. Ashley?
I might go back in time and be like, hey, liberals, maybe don't do the arrive can thing. Don't do it.
All right, panel, get ready for altered lyrics. That's right. Have a listen to this news take on a CanCon classic and be ready to quiz.
Look at this photograph. Was it altered by the royal staff? Why does her hair have blurry strands? And what the hell is with Catherine's hands? Whoa. Every person in the photo has an eerie smile. It's the first time that we've seen the princess in a while. It's not just cropped, it's photoshopped. It's a lie or AI.
There you go, panel. Well, big story from this week had me singing that version of Photograph.
Heads up, Nickelback, the band, is up for a Juno for Group of the Year.
No, and you're lying.
I'm not lying.
But they're like the punchline of every musical joke.
But they're also incredibly popular.
Yeah. I saw Nickelback last year at the Junos, and it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, like they had the arena going. And there was a moment I was like, okay, Nickelback. And 30 seconds in, I was like, never again. How do I even know the lyrics to this song?
Maybe I have to revisit.
That is incorrect, but a good guess. Ashley?
It's got to be the picture of the royal family that got a little bit photoshopped.
You are correct. For the point, the headline from Global News reads, Kate Middleton photo pulled by news agencies over manipulation concerns. The official photo of Kate posing with her children was released last week by the palace to celebrate Mother's Day in the UK. Confusing everyone in Canada.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah. It's a Mother's Day.
I checked because I was like, oh no, did I forget?
You and
I felt terrible.
What were some of the telltale signs that the photo of the princess and her children had been altered?
Well, you knew it was doctored because it's impossible that any of them would be smiling given their life. I think it would be a miserable existence. I'm saying it.
Andrew?
Mine's the smiling, but not because of the miserable existence. Mine's like, because if you have kids, if you have two or three kids, the idea that they got all three kids to look in the same direction, to smile at the same time, impossible. Because at any given time, I just got back from Mexico with my family, and literally 1,000 photos we took, there's always someone with like 9 chins going on, closed eyes, looking different directions. My kids are at the age where they're always trying to throw up like signs all the time. So it's just impossible to get everyone looking perfect at the same time.
That's true. We have a family photo that was hugging our house for like years and years, where literally they took 125 shots, and it was like my parents and all 5 kids. And the one that ended up getting blown up and put on the wall, everybody looks halfway decent, except my youngest brother, who was like 7 at the time, is just making a total Home Alone face. He's just like, ugh! and we made fun of it his whole life, and he just is still emotionally scarred from that photo.
But it's the best one out of the batch.
120.
That was the best set of 120.
Yeah.
Those are all good guesses. The correct answers are, one of her hands is blurry, patterns on some of the kids' sweaters don't line up, her sleeve is unnaturally pointy and appears to vanish. Also, her hair is blurry.
I care why. I don't even get it. I'm sorry. Doesn't even seem like it counts as doctored. Doctored to me is I shaved off 20 pounds. You know, my legs are got muscles in them. My hair is blurry.
I'll ask you this question. Then after the photo was pulled, the royal family publicly acknowledged the mishap and admitted it was doctored. What was their explanation?
So, you know we're all cousins, right?
I loved it.
Andrew?
I feel like they put it on her. Like, she released a statement saying, like, just was doing a little bit of Photoshop with it. Just went too far with it.
That is correct. The headline from NPR reads, Kate Middleton says she edited her Mother's Day photo. Kate Middleton says she occasionally experiments with editing, but experts aren't convinced. Have a listen to what this photography professor said on TikTok.
Unless Kate Middleton is drastically underselling her Photoshop talents, I highly doubt that she did these edits herself. I mean, someone did, but it's probably most likely not her.
That's the girl I was making fun of from TikTok.
I was going to say, that sounded so much like your TikTok.
You're also a photography expert.
Yeah, well, I do a lot.
Why, like that expert, do some people think Kate Middleton could not have been the one editing that photo?
I don't know. She's a woman, and we're just, you know, we're just so bad at tech.
Andrew?
I just don't think Kate... For me, her public persona, she just would never have to do it. She's been perfect the whole time, and she's always embraced just like herself as is. So I just don't think like that fits her aura as a person, that she would even touch these photos.
You know, on that, that's nice. But also, I can't see her bending over anybody on iPad going like this, like sticking her finger on the thing. And it's beneath the royals, isn't it?
They have people for that.
They have people for that.
That's what Lord Clive Photoshop is for. They say it was too good for an amateur, but too bad for a pro. Professional photo editors often composite different images with everyone's best shot, but that's very hard for an amateur to do. So I don't think Kate could have done it.
See, I thought that she photoshopped Prince William out. That's what I thought was missing. But no,
apparently
I didn't.
He took the photo.
Uh-huh. That's why he wasn't in it.
No, even when they circled it and zoomed in some of the news stories, I was like, I'm not seeing it. Like those seeing eye things from the 90s. Yeah. I was like, I can't see it. I don't know. Yeah.
There's another reason why this photo sparked such a fervor. What is that reason, obviously?
Because she's been missing for a little while. There are theories.
It's the first photo of Kate since she had unspecified abdominal surgery in January. Speculation about her whereabouts and welfare has been... in a word, widespread. The Princess of Wales has not been seen in public since Christmas. And as always, royal watchers have been super chill about it.
Yes.
A New York Magazine headline reads, Kate Middleton, photo editing made me a conspiracy theorist. At the time of the taping, the palace maintains that Kate is recovering from surgery and all is well. However, the rumors abound. What are some of the wildest conspiracy theories you have as to where Kate is?
Meghan ate her. You asked.
Andrew?
She's training to return to WrestleMania to confront the tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
I hope that's real. Maggie?
I thought she looked smoking hot. So, I mean, I think to me the controversy is, you know, what's going on? Like, why aren't they going, she looks great, why isn't she out doing her duty? That's my thing, right?
Well, here's a real one that people are actually saying about why she might look smoking hot. They're saying she might have had a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift. Because the amount of time that she's been healing from her abdominal surgery butt is as long as it takes to heal from a BBL.
That is one of the conspiracy theories.
What? It is. It is.
What?
Some of the other ones, they say she gave herself curtain bangs on a whim and is just growing them out.
Yeah.
Another one said she just got lost in that Willy Wonka exhibit in Glasgow.
Because news. Canada's news quiz.
I'm Gavin Crawford. This is Because News. We've got Ashley Botting, Maggie Casella, and Andrew Fung. You can catch videos of our rounds on TikTok while it's still a thing.
Hi, I'm Jessie Cruikshank.
Jessie Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl. Let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
Panel, it is time for a round we call What the Hell? This is where we take a clip from the news and play part of it backwards so the speaker sounds demonic. Have a listen to this speech that terrified the world around 4 years ago today and see if you can remember what that speaker was saying.
We have rung the alarm bell loud and clear, and we're deeply concerned by the alarming levels of inaction. We have therefore made the assessment that
that speech made the news March 11th, 2020. For the point, how did he finish that terrifying sentence? We have therefore made the assessment that
Pineapple on pizza is an ethnocentric assault on Italians.
No. Andrew.
It seemed like a clip from that viral video that happened years ago where they're like, you're going to get sent to Detroit.
Wasn't that viral?
I thought it was just me. Thanks, Ash.
Wow. Burnt. Sounds like burnt toast in here. 4 years ago, March 11th, 2020, what do you think the end of that sentence was?
The human race is coming to an end because there's a pandemic that's sweeping the globe.
Very close. Here's what he said.
We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
Hooray!
Yeah, because remember it went like epidemic. There was something before epidemic, then it was epidemic, and then pandemic. And that's the worst one, right?
All I can think of is grease lightning now. Like, this thing is epidemic. This thing is pandemic. Why, it's COVID-19. COVID-19. It's a burning of the corner.
COVID-19. Go, COVID-19.
Well done, Gavin.
This week, the headline from Axios read, COVID-19 pandemic fourth anniversary.
Oh, God.
How March 11th changed the world. 4 years ago, panel, we had a very eventful day. In addition to that announcement from the World Health Organization, a few other memorable things happened. Can you remember any of the four big things that happened that day?
Was that when the NBA shut down?
You are correct. Yeah. That was the NBA suspended the season. The Dow Jones dropped 10%. Donald Trump imposed a travel ban on Europe. Tom Hanks announced that he had the virus.
Yes, he was in Australia.
Tom Hanks had it.
And the NBA suspended the season. COVID would ultimately rip gaping holes in the societal fabric. But for a minute, it also brought us together with moments like this. What is that noise, Pen?
It's me taking my car to the mechanic.
Oh, baby.
Andrew?
That was us banging the pots at 7 o'clock.
That sound was recorded in the West End of Vancouver. It was people banging pots and clapping to express solidarity with healthcare workers and frontline workers for the few months when we did that.
It was the highlight of the day. It's like all we had, right? Like, just got to just wait till that time and we just go bonkers at it.
It is hard to believe it's been 4 years. What's your weirdest memory of the early days of that pandemic?
I liked it. I liked the peace and quiet. There, I said it!
There were two things that really shook me. I remember Justin Trudeau looking down the barrel of the camera and going, Canadians, come home. And it freaked me out. And then the other thing was washing the groceries. Mm. Remember, people would bring their groceries home and wash them? I never did that because I was like, I'd sooner die. Like, I was like, I just don't want to do it.
Andrew, what about you?
Making secret rendezvous with my barber. Like, it was like illegal.
You
got illegal.
Yeah,
cuts.
So like we had to, like, yeah, I got many illegal cuts.
Prior to the pandemic, masks were rare in North America. Have a listen to this instructional news clip explaining how to put on a mask.
The proper way is to position the mask over your nose and mouth, then secure it behind your ears. Another common mistake is not washing your hands before and after putting on a mask.
Whatever.
How long were you supposed to wash your hands?
That one was easy because it's the same amount of time you're supposed to brush your teeth, 8 seconds.
I know it as the happy birthday song. You're supposed
twice.
To wash your hands. Oh, I was only doing it once.
No,
oh,
twice.
Well.
Yes, 20 seconds. In those early days, a lot of people weren't leaving home at all. North America developed several collective obsessions. What was one of our first collective obsessions?
Two words. Tiger.
King.
Yep.
You're correct for the points.
Also, Schitt's Creek really took off during COVID because it was just so happy and light that people just needed some sort of escape.
According to the New York Times, the COVID era wasn't just a public health crisis, but also a distinct cultural era with its own emerging canon. But the most entertaining thing to come out of the pandemic might have been the Zoom mishaps.
Oh, yeah.
Like this one from early 2021. It happened during a trial in Texas that was being held virtually. Have a listen.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but...
They were trying to do a Zoom hearing or whatever, and there was a filter on that made him look like a cat. And actually, my answer was, my favorite thing that happened was that guy going, "I'm not a cat."
Maggie's correct for the point. Here's how that tape concluded.
I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
That's the best.
Because news.
It's time to play a quick game of By the Numbers. Here's how this works. I'm going to give you a number. All you have to do is tell me why that number was making headlines this week. Are you ready?
Yes.
2193. Why was 2193 looming large in the headlines?
That's the number of car thefts happening per minute in Toronto.
2193, the year we balanced the budget.
Any other guesses?
I think it's the average rent in Toronto.
Not just Toronto,
in
it's
Canada.
The average rent in Canada.
Oh, Canada. Okay,
sorry. Canada?
I didn't get that.
Yeah, the Financial Post headline reads, average asking rent prices reached $21.93 in February.
Wow.
According to a new report, Canada's rental prices shot up 10.5% over the last year alone.
Jeez.
This is for all residential property types. Is that a shocking number to you?
No, but it is disgusting. But I do live in the country now, and I will tell you that the rents are just as high out there.
Really?
So, yeah.
They are very high. According to the report, the hot rental market has caused a huge surge in something. What is surging because of the tight rental market?
Landlords with BMWs.
Nice.
The desire to stay at home with your parents.
Roommates.
Oh.
Roommates.
Yep. Listings for roommates have gone up hugely. The average rent paid by roommates in Canada is now just over $1,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Things are tough out there. If you're okay with roommates, you might be pleased to know that one unlikely place is welcoming tenants with open arms. According to CBC Radio, where can you easily get a room or apartment to rent right now?
Well, young man, there's a place you can go when you're short on your dough.
Is it fun to stay there?
You can have a good time. How does it go? You tell me.
You can let yourself go. You can something that rhymes with boys. You can hang out with all the boys.
You can do whatever you feel.
I don't know how we got onto YMCA. Oh, right. Where can you stay? The answer is not the YMCA. Maggie?
I would say my parents' basement, but I'm Italian, so for sure there's some like over 40-year-old son living down there.
It is not. Do you have any ideas, Andrew?
I saw an Extreme Cheapskates episode on this one, and it's seniors' homes.
You are correct for the point. Canada's national vacancy rate sits at a record low of 1.5%, but the vacancy rate for retirement homes is around 15%, and they are increasingly opening up to young people. The CBC headline reads, "It's nearly impossible to find a place to rent, but retirement homes have room to spare." What incentives are some retirement homes offering to lure in potential renters?
Snacks and dibs at the pool table.
As many prunes as you can handle.
Oh, the sweet seniors are going to set them up with their grandchildren and yeah.
Some of them are offering 3 months free rent.
Wow.
No commitment to a year-long lease. Also, amenities like saltwater pools and pickleball courts.
That's great.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think of this idea? Would you live in a retirement home pre-retirement?
I you know, I've been, my mom passed during COVID, but my dad's 102. You may raise the roof for my dad. But so I've been sort of looking after my parents for years and years and years. And I have, you know, been to the retirement homes. You know, we did the, which one do you want to go to? Which one do you want to stay in? I've been to the, and I would say no. No, because honestly, you think high school is bad? Although I love going to where my dad is now because it's memory care. And they're like, is that a boy or a girl? Look at my hair. I'm wearing pink, but it's okay.
Well, like high school is bad. Like the seniors will bully you?
Yeah, like why is it like high school?
Oh, because there's stuff that goes on. Gets a little catty there.
Hot goss in the seniors community.
Listen, my dad is like a real good looking guy. My mother would be like, Margaret, it's like I'm invisible. All the ladies are like, oh, Ernie, oh, Ernie. And I'm sitting right there. So I'm just saying.
Ernie sounds hot.
Ernie is hot. He's 102.
And with that, we come to the end of another exciting episode of Because News. This week's champion is Ashley Botting. Congratulations, Ashley. You have the honor of reading our credits. I'm Gavin Crawford. In advance of this weekend's Russian presidential election, I would like to extend our congratulations to the winner and our condolences to the loser's family. We'll see you next time. Why?
This is Ashley Botting, winner, I can't believe it, of Because News. Congratulations to my runners-up, Maggie Casella and Andrew Fung. Because News is written and produced by Shannon Higgins, David Carroll, Gavin Crawford, and Phil Lung, and Jess Klimowski. This week they had help from Miguel Rivas and John Blair. Rounding out the team is Aaron Conway, Bronwyn Page, Chris Lyons, and our recording engineer, the bespectacled Paul Hodge.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.